We're sorry. Your long-distance company cannot complete your call as dialed. Please consult your long-distance dialing instructions. Or call your long-distance company for assistance.
Yo, front, you got a bag?
Cash, man. I mean, actually, I quit.
What?
You're front.
No, I quit.
You're saying if I should get a fatty right now, you wouldn't spark.
That's right. Damn, I'm impressed that you rolled the whole Z Mexican brickweed into 1J, but I'm not tempted.
Now, I don't smoke no brickweed, man. This is Mountain Kind right here.
For real? You got a light?
I shout not. Front a little, but my front a lot. I climbed Mount Sinai, got high at the top. I blew the clouds straight up, and the voice that I heard said,
you were born to front.
I said, word. Number one, back down. Two tabs in my hand. Chisel middle on the one that said, don't be bad. And on the other one, wouldn't be as bad as you like. That one under the tongue, and then I'll grapple by my.
All right, hear ye, hear ye. I have here some commandments. Number one is, you better make me a sandwich.
Second up, God says I'm in charge. Word from on high, front a lot, off to live large. It's the dawn of the age of the MC front. You melt down that calf, I'ma gild my butt. I'ma gild the mic.
There are 3 million other participants in the conference.
Directly into your phone.
Brute and Ernie.
What?
Brute and Ernie.
Oh, fuck. Alright. This is Coder.
And Yo, this is Westy.
And I think we have one other person in here.
The doctor. Dr. Light is here.
Awesome.
Dr. Light.
Awesome, awesome. Sitting here, recording Hacknip episode number 11 on, what's today, Monday?
Yep, right, and now, it's 12:31 a.m. my time.
Yep, and it is the 20th of June, 2005. 2000 and V.
Also, coincidentally, today is Cat Sex Day. We should just note that for the record.
Happy Cat Sex Day. Oh, fuck. It's been a while, I know. It's been about a month, actually, since I recorded the last one. I'd like to explain, before I do anything, I'd like to explain what the fuck happened there. See, the whole internet thing kind of went fuxed. The whole internet thing kind of went fuxed because it was probably my fault. I was recently, I don't know. Probably a while back. Somewhere along the line, I was messing around with my inside wiring and got all nice and messed up.
Oh, so the fence got fucked?
What?
Did the fence get fucked or what?
I don't know. But there was
I thought it was your hard drive or what?
No, this was before my hard drive crashed.
Oh, so you had an internet problem.
I had an internet problem to begin with. And so the inside wiring was preventing me from connecting to my local ISP. So I finally got around and started calling people and saying, you know, what the fuck? I ain't paying $15 a month for nothing. So I finally narrowed it down and determined that it was the inside wiring. So I ended up running, sounds kind of funny, but I ended up running 150 feet of inside wire. The inside wire, you know, the kind you use in inside, not the standard telephone crap, but the other, like the stuff for wall jacks. I ended up running like 150 feet of that from my probably more than that, from the box, from the network interface on the side of my house, across the wall of the house, up into a window, and over to my computer. So that, it looks really, really weird, but it gets the job done. And I was all nice and happy and such, and got that all nice and dandy, and uploaded episode 10 a couple days ago. And the other day, actually, yesterday I think it was, or 2 days ago, technically, but yesterday, the 18th, whatever, the 18th, I was just sitting here, and cousin calls me up and says, yo, can you transfer some data? I'm like, sure, no problem. And I transfer some data, and somehow a power surge or something just decided to say hello to my nice, good hard drive, and my hard drive got totally fuxered, and I shall be off. I'm thinking about a week. So whenever you actually hear this recording is however long it took me to get my internet back, or my computer back up and running. So
yeah, why don't you have broadband? Are you like in Canada or something?
I'm actually really, actually, I'm out in the boonies. So, and it's just a matter of priorities. So my parents would actually rather pay the electric bill than pay for broadband. Well, I can't say I blame them too much, but I just deal with what I can get, I guess. I could get a wireless, wireless card with a nice, good connection, but the modem itself was $250. Which sucks.
Yeah, that's gay.
Yeah, it is. Then they charge, I'd get 256K speed, connection speed, but...
That's ridiculous.
$30.
That's just... That's even slower, so you might as well have that cord going out your window.
I said 256, not 56.
Oh, 256? Oh, okay, I thought you said 26.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, so the modem would cost like $250 or something. It's just a ridiculous price, so I can just hack it whenever I please. So, if you guys are getting this episode on delay, it's because I'm too fucking lazy to do anything about it. But at any rate, Freak Factor is kind of cool, actually. I like it.
Have you talked on your show about Apple switching to Intel yet?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
You weren't aware of that? Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. I wasn't aware of that.
Okay.
Wow.
Want me to explain it to the viewers, if there are any?
Yeah, if there are any, please do.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. basically what happened, and I can't believe you don't know this, but anyway, basically what happened is Apple, no disputes with IBM or anything, but basically they're just switching to Intel, so you'll be able to run Windows XP on a Mac, and hopefully OS X on a PC as well. So they're going to be regular, let me finish, x86 chips, in the Mac. It'll be in the Mac Mini in 2006, and in 2007, it's going to be in some other ones, in 2008, etc.
Of course, running Windows XP on a Mac, phone, but... What? All right, you there, Doctor?
Yeah, I'm here. Was he in the middle of explaining about x86?
Yeah.
I think I might be able to take over for just a little bit.
All right. I'm listening.
Well, they're running it on PC, man. I think that Apple strategically, from a business standpoint, has put themselves in a really good place to be, considering they've won over a lot of PC users with the iPod, because everyone's pirating media like a motherfucker right now.
Which
it's going to be really interesting. And they're claiming that it should be able to run off using off-the-shelf parts. So, we'll see.
Cool. Of course, to me anyway, having Windows XP on a Mac is almost like an oxymoron. Yeah.
Well, why would you put such a low, like, bulky operating system on a Mac?
Yeah.
I mean, I could see, like, Mac totally taking full use of what Intel has to offer. I mean, I'm a Mac user. I'm talking to you through a Mac right now, in fact. Like, I do mostly video design and lighting design. So needless to say, I work with a lot of media. Macs are designed for media, so that's where I'm coming from. And it's great to hear that soon I'll be able to convert all the PC boxes I had sitting around to OS X.
Which is cool. Actually, I'm an Intel user, only because that's the only thing I was able to buy it, but... What? Alright.
I was just wondering
I'm not sure if you guys heard that.
No,
I'm
going
to have to take a brief intermission. I'm going to have to take a brief intermission because my phone card came on and said I have 2 minutes left. So I shall switch, and I shall be back momentarily. But, I was talking about Intel.
Yeah, you were talking about why you were on Intel.
Oh, only because I'm so poor, and I would admit it, straight up, I'm poor. Oh, well. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I'm poor too. I had to work a whole summer to buy this laptop because I needed it for work and for school. And, you know, there wasn't really anyone in my family that could help me with it too much. So, you know, you do what you gotta do.
Yeah. But anyway, so the reason why I'm using Intel is because I'm so poor, and believe it or not, I picked it up at a ham fest. You know, or ham radio people. Actually, most of you know I have a license.
Yeah.
Or ham radio people go and trade radios and buy radios and such, and there's quite a bit of computers there. So I naturally gravitated over there, and I bought the machine that I'm using right now for Hacknip and other things, usually Hacknip, mostly Hacknip. That's all you ever use a computer for anymore. But anyway, I bought the machine for $10.
$10. That's
yeah.
Cheap.
Yeah, it is. Works like a charm. Works like a charm.
Yeah, I went to a ham fest back in the day and bought some really old Atari computers that I still use to this day for MIDI, because the thing with the Atari is that it had a built-in MIDI card. And I had some friends who were really cool ham heads. Actually, I wish I still knew them at this point, but like they're like, yeah, they have lots of computers, man. You should come check it out. I'd have been like maybe like 13, 14 years old.
Should get a license. Awesome.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. I've always wanted to, and I just really haven't had the time. I really don't know anyone. Actually, I recently met someone on IRC, a friend of mine. If he ends up listening to the show, let me give a shout to Super Duper. You know who you are. And he has a radio. He has a certain kind of license, but it's nice to have in New York City. It's fun. Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know he had a license. So I was actually there a lot.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything too spectacular. Like I don't think it's I'm really really have no idea what the hell I'm talking about, I'll be perfectly honest with you. It was a certain type of license that he didn't have to even do Morse for. I don't know what class. Really, I don't even know. I wish he was
Has he had it forever?
I don't know if he's had it forever. Not too long.
Okay. Oh, it's either the novice, which I'm not so sure about, or the general. But at any rate, there are a lot of people, that hang around on the forums and such, and IRC and such, that actually have a license. I was rather surprised when I got mine. Let's see here. Wintermute, Knot Theory, Duel, who else? Black Ratchet, Unix Wolf. I'm not sure if you've heard of him before, but he has one. I'm actually kind of surprised.
Well, I mean, it kind of makes sense, you know? Like, you think about where computers and freaking and all of that sort of, where it all comes together. I mean, at least where I was exposed to it, like, it sort of all came together when I come to think of it. Like, one of the BBSs I used to call into was run by the local fire chief, who's also, like, a radio nut. He gave me my first scanner. Like, and I never really got too far into it because I was always broke, and I never had the money to buy a better scanner or even a radio, and I would just...
The equipment can be a little expensive, though, so...
Oh, man, like, I could probably go out for buy a $100, like, handset. I don't know, I was thinking about being kind of shifty and buying one with a mod on it off of eBay or off the internet.
Scanner?
No, a radio.
Oh, okay. Actually, I have a...
Transmit and receive.
Okay.
On all frequencies.
Yeah, I have a Yaesu FT2800 right here. And there's a key sequence that I can punch in. When I put... I'll hold a couple buttons and turn it on, and it'll transmit and receive on one, let's see here. Let's see what this says. One, crap. Let's see what the frequency range is on this. I gotta actually turn the radio on. Let's see.
Hey, do you want to invite another guest on the show?
Yeah, I don't care.
Let's see what
I'll go way down to.
You should try and raise somebody on it.
No, because then I'd have to give out my call sign. And that's...
Yeah, you don't want to... Well, dude, you know what you can do? Just put your handset on mute when you give out your call sign and just... I don't know.
No, it's good. All right. This transceiver right here covers 137 to 174. I'll go to, there's nobody on. It's like 1 a.m. though, man. You honestly think anybody's going to be on?
Anything's possible.
Nah, what the fuck. I'm going to mute this real quick. Could you hear me?
I can hear you still.
Alright. I should turn this up a little bit. One second.
Actual call sign censored.
Oh, well, people already know where that is anyway. Because I keyed up the wrong repeater.
We didn't really hear that.
You didn't
like,
hear the
I
repeater?
I didn't really hear that. No, barely. It was just sort of like in
the
background.
Voice.
Yeah, okay. It definitely wasn't enough to get owned. And, like,
but at any
I'm
rate.
Trying to round up some folks here from IRC. But it's, like you said, boy. Do you want me to make a call? Do you want me to three-way someone?
Please enter your prepaid card number. Have 30 minutes available for this call. Please enter the area code and phone number you wish to call. Please hold while we connect your call.
Oh, I don't give a shit.
The call cannot be completed as entered. Please check the number and try again.
What?
Or call customer service for assistance. 44625.
What the fuck?
Alright, get another one.
Alright. This is a good phone number, book. Yeah, it is. So I don't know what the fuck's going on. Alright. Let's try
it.
Damn
it. Come on, fucking... Alright, I gotta call the extender back.
You mean the,
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, the calling card number, I gotta... Yeah, it wouldn't let me hit ## twice to call another number. I gotta call back one more time.
Alright.
So, give me another number and I'll do it again. God, I wish I had a fucking speed dial. Oh, I do have a speed dial. What am I saying? I should open the speed dial thing.
You want the same number?
No, give me another number. I have that number. Give me something else that's weird gonna work.
Right, that should have worked. I don't know why it didn't. I'm looking up, flipping.
Okay, how about this? Look up the Walmart in Valencia, California. Oh, that's gonna be close.
I don't have that number.
What? Valencia?
I don't know the phone number.
Walmart.com. Alright, let's pick a random zip code. Any zip code.
84121.
Is that a valid one?
I don't know.
Please enter your prepaid card number. You have 30 minutes available for this call. Please enter the area code and phone number you wish to call.
They're a couple hours behind me, so they should be open right now.
Please hold. I'll get your call.
Okay, here we go. Are you going? You gonna do it?
I'll talk.
Thanks for calling Walmart. How may I help you?
Electronics, please.
Okay, hold on one second.
The Walmart did not answer the telephone, the noobs. We now return you to Hacknip.
I'm going
to
go out again.
While we connect your call.
Thank you for calling Walmart. How can I help you?
Electronics, please.
Hello?
Electronics, please.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Mr. 996, sir.
Really? You don't have 996?
Nope.
What do you think about that? 365? Over.
I think
which department you want to talk with?
We want to own your intercom system.
You have 16 minutes available for this call. Please enter the area code and phone number.
Did you hang up on him?
Yeah, I did.
The phone number entered is invalid. Please re-enter. Please hold while we connect your call.
I'm gonna... Nope, didn't work. You're there, right?
Your call cannot be completed as entered. Please check the number and try again. Hmm. Or call customer service for assistance. 44625.
Dude, I'm getting so frustrated. Let me try it again.
What are you trying to
call? Are you even there?
Yeah, I'm here. What are you trying to call?
Oh, I'm just trying to get the damn calling card numbers to enter. Most of them, like, you've used up or I'm just not typing in right. I'm going to do it one more time. All
right.
Hold while we connect your call.
Awesome. You weren't having a good night?
What?
We're adding them in, right?
Interviewing, yes.
How about you get us to the department? Which is number 4?
Oh, Walmart.
Okay. What the fuck?
You have 30 minutes available for this call. Please enter the area code and phone number you wish to call.
And that was a super center too, okay.
Please hold while we connect your call.
So everything about
who should we ask for?
What?
What do you think, loss prevention? Are you the loss prevention guy?
Your call.
One more, how can I get your call? Pardon?
Could we have automotive, please?
It's our store is closed. We close at 12 midnight.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's surprising. I thought you were a supercenter location.
Pardon?
What time is it, ma'am?
We close at 12 midnight. It's 12:29.
Oh, thank you very much.
The 9th to 24-hour.
So what do you do there at that Walmart, ma'am? What's your exact job function? What is exactly your job function at that Walmart? Number 3589. I'm just curious. We're conducting a phone interview for a radio show, actually. We were going to call and talk to some of the employees over the phone.
Oh. Well, I can't get the information out.
Oh, you can't.
You have to talk to a manager.
Okay, could you pass this through to a manager?
You want a manager?
Yeah, that would be great.
Huh?
That would be great.
Do you speak to a manager?
Yes, ma'am. We would like to speak to a manager. Yes, ma'am. We would like to speak to a manager, please.
Okay, please
hold. If they're going to be done cooperative, I'll just casually mention that I'm the corporate director. What?
Hello there, sir.
Hello?
Hello? We were wondering if we could ask you a few questions about what it's like to work at a Walmart.
Okay.
So you actually don't work at a 24-hour supercenter. You just work at a regular supercenter?
We're a supercenter, but we're not 24 hours, no.
Okay, so what exactly does the supercenter tag, what does that mean? Like, do you guys have a grocery store? Do you have a McDonald's in the front? Do you have an automotive department, that sort of thing?
Yeah, we have grocery. The only thing we don't have is the Tire Lube Express. But other than that, we have everything that typical Super Walmart does. We have McDonald's as well.
Okay.
Bakery.
Cool. So what exactly is your, bakery?
What's that?
Do you have a bakery?
Yes, we have a bakery, deli, produce, meat department.
Excellent, excellent. What exactly is your function there?
Is what?
Your function at Supercenter number 3589.
The function?
Yeah. Your function. What is your job title? What do you do, sir?
I'm assistant manager.
Okay. So on a daily basis, what are you responsible for? What exactly do you have to be aware of? What is your job? Like, take us through a basic day in assistant manager at Walmart.
Supervising the associates, making sure they're stocking the freight, getting their job duties done.
Okay. Is there anyone else that you could let us talk to, or are you the only one we're allowed to talk to?
I'm the only assistant manager here right now.
Okay, because we talked to the woman at first, and she wouldn't talk to us. We were just trying to get some information about what she did at Walmart, and we just like to talk to some different employees and get their idea of what it's like to work at Walmart and what their daily job is. And you probably can't personally, being a manager there, like, talk about your personal feelings of working at Walmart, but if, you have anything to share with us, we'd be, happy to hear it.
I'm probably the only person that can answer the questions for you right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, sir, if you don't have anything to add personally, on a personal note, I guess thanks very much. Do you have anything else to say, Carter?
Yeah, I guess we'll just go down to the next number on the corporate directory right in front of us.
Can I put you on hold and grab from a different phone? I can barely hear on the phone I'm talking from.
Sure, not a problem.
Okay, let me grab from a different phone, just 1 minute.
Okay, not a problem.
You should ask him what the number to page is.
No.
Like, for his particular store.
It's either star 96 or...
Yeah, it's not. I tried it. You weren't there.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
Well, sir, do you have any personal insight that you'd like to share to the listening public about, your enlightenment or epiphanies from working at a corporate giant such as Walmart?
Say that again. I didn't understand that.
You don't really have anything personal that you'd like to share about working at Walmart. I know you probably can't give necessarily an opinion, but any interesting stories, funny occurrences, gripes, grievances. We can assure you that, we're going to edit this later and, no personal information will be disclosed about your particular location if you do have something to say. But we just want to let you know we are a fair and... You're happy with your job. What kind of benefits does Walmart provide you with as an assistant manager?
What's this information for?
Oh,
it's for a radio show. It's an internet radio show.
I don't know what phones. What's that?
It's going to be used for an internet radio show, sir.
Okay, I'm not going to disclose any more information then.
All right, you have a nice day. We'll go to the next number on the corporate directory.
All right, and so we shall.
Anyway, that was cool. I think he accidentally dropped. Hello.
Yeah, I dropped. I'm back.
Yeah. That was funny, though. Second he heard the radio show, he's like, he wouldn't disclose anymore.
Yeah. Who should we call next? I think we got one more in me.
Okay.
I got one more in me, and I gotta go to bed.
Yeah, same here. I'm kind of glad he didn't hear that at the beginning. So we got all that info off of him, and then I wonder what his reaction was, though, when I said I'll go to the next number on the corporate directory.
We do have that. We could start calling stuff off of that, but it's late. There's no one there.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Oh, wow. Dude, Jesus Christ.
You know what? Fuck it.
I'm gonna go to bed. Right, well, guys.
Hope you like
this
it.
Is it. Yeah. Rock and roll, guys. Peace out. This is Dr. Light signing off.
Alright, this is Coder 365. Now ending the transmission of Hacknip Radio at 2:34 in the fucking morning Eastern Time on Monday, June 20th, 2005. Y'all have a great day, great evening, great night, great sex life, whatever. Have some cat sex. Later, y'all.